Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we track the transition and uncharted territory.
It is the honor of my life to be your next vice president.
Kamala Harris leaves her Senate seat today, 2 days before making history as the first female vice president. She'll also be the first person of color to hold the office. Harris kicked off 5 days of inauguration events Saturday night with a message for the nation's youth.
Dream with ambition, lead with conviction, and see yourselves as future leaders, as the very best of our country, because that is who you are.
The Biden-Harris team's encouraging Americans to participate in the Martin Luther King National Day of Service and celebrate MLK Day tonight with an online event. Come January 21st, Biden has a 10-day blitz of executive actions aimed at addressing COVID-19, the economy, racial injustice, and climate change. It's a comprehensive and daunting list, according to D.C. lobbyist Nicole Venable.
If you take all of those together, that's a holistic look at America as a system. That's what they're going to be taking on. That's why it's so daunting.
Venable expects Harris to be key in advancing the policies.
I want to call her his secret weapon. I think she's going to be playing a very different role than many vice presidents in the past. I see it more as a tandem couple.
State houses were relatively peaceful this weekend, and unprecedented security measures in the U.S. Capitol helped avoid possible violence. Senator Lindsey Graham urged President Donald Trump to not pardon the insurrectionists in the January 6th riot, warning it could hurt his image. But the South Carolina Republican had the opposite message for Biden.
If you do not stand up against the impeachment of President Trump after he leaves office, you're an incredibly weak figure in American history.
Graham reiterated GOP claims that impeachment would only further divide the country. A new NBC poll indicates President Trump's approval rating is 87% among Republicans. Overall, his approval has only gone down 2 percentage points since his early days in office. Twitter suspended the account without giving reason of Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Greene of Georgia. She plans to introduce articles of impeachment against Joe Biden on his first day as president. Greene and other Republicans who refuse to accept Biden's electoral win do continue to face backlash. Texas Senator Ted Cruz had protesters outside his Houston office demanding his resignation on Saturday. Hundreds of efforts to help the nation come together have started since the 2016 election, including Braver Angels. Their chief marketing officer, Kieran O'Connor, says bridging the divide requires having conversations without judgment with those with opposing views.
We've seen what happens when we don't talk to one another. We've seen the consequences of an increasingly toxic political culture in which people feel permission to dehumanize one another. And the ultimate consequences of dehumanization are violence.
For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.